A Perth family is counting their lucky stars after their daughter survived a rock fall in a popular Kimberley gorge. The four-year-old girl was struck on the leg by the boulder while she was swimming in the grotto near Wyndham. She suffered a huge gash and had to be flown to Perth Children's Hospital. And now she has a 10-centimetre scar on her leg. The family of five were 3 weeks into a five-week camping road trip, and they'd called into the grotto as a last-minute stop-off late in the afternoon in mid-April. Mother Celeste Ditchburn describes it as a freak accident.
Basically, they were getting out at the water's edge. Hubby was stood there for a little bit and contemplating whether to go back in for one last rope swing before we made the trek back to El Cuestro. He decided, no, he will get out and go dry up. And, yeah, as he's turned around and left, he started heading over to the towels and he heard a noise from up above and had a bit of a look up, and that's when he's noticed this rock. And, you know, it's a fairly decent-sized rock coming over the cliff edge, and he screamed, move all heads. And at that point, I was kind of sat in a little cove bit with our eldest daughter. Yeah, all I remember is just seeing the split, you know, the split reaction of seeing it come down and noticing it's going to land where the kids are. And I just let off a blood-curdling scream and yeah, the rock come down. Luckily, my son, quick thinking, reacted. He pulled my daughter back in close to him, and that kind of kicked up her legs. The rocks come down. It's taken our daughter a bit under the water, so, and then she's popped back up, and you know, a good size of 60 centimetres plus rock. Yeah, so hubby, he got in after her and pulled her up, and at that point, we're all frantic because we didn't know if more were coming over the edge. We didn't know if the cliff edge was giving way. So it was just a kind of a mad dash to get them out of the water, get our other two kids safe under the cove that I was kind of sat against.
What a terrifying incident. So
yes.
when you process it back now, what are your strong memories of that moment, Celeste?
Well, the big thing that it plays in my mind is, and I still get very emotional about this, so I apologise, is the fact that when she was hit and kind of taken under the water a bit and with all the motion, I actually thought she was gone. And I remember just screaming at my husband, just please get her out of the water. I kind of went into a bit of a shock. And
it's natural instinct. What happened next, Celeste?
My eldest daughter grabbed our phones and we kind of bundled up everything. We grabbed a towel straight away. Hubby wrapped her leg to kind of, because when she seen it, she started screaming, and obviously we were all in a panic. So it was kind of more of a stop everybody seeing the wound and making it worse. We scrambled up the rocks, the 140-step rock climb back up. I was kind of, my eldest daughter was trying for service, and it was like, oh crap, we need a hospital. This is not just a simple thing that we can fix. It's get up to the car, and we made our way back up to the car. At that stage, I think shock was setting in for our littlest daughter, so she was kind of calm. I was in no shape to drive, so yeah, hubby drove.
What was the extent of your daughter's injury?
The rock sliced her knee, like a diagonal cut across her knee, her left knee, right down to the bone. It actually chipped her bone. And then she has scrape marks along her shin, and there is like a puncture kind of just in like halfway down her shin. No breaks. So once we got to Kununurra Hospital, we were looking like myself and her were going to have to be medevaced to Broome, being that Kununurra just didn't have a surgeon. They thought they didn't have a surgeon there to be able to help us out right then and there. So... and I think it was the change in the ED doctors, that the second doctor that had come on shift or that happened to be there, He remembered that a private doctor from the Joondalup Hospital, the Joondalup area, was actually flown in for the day to do private patients the following day. And it actually turns out that he's an orthopaedic surgeon, which is a knee surgeon. So,
wow. So 8 weeks on, Celeste. How is your little one, 4.5-year-old girl, recovering now?
She's doing fine. It's been sort of a long process, but for what we keep thinking, for what could have happened, we'll deal with whatever we needed to deal with. In the last couple of weeks, she has been back and forth to hospital. Just as I took her into emergency in May, just as a precaution to her scar, it was looking quite angry one night, and I thought, oh, I better not muck around, because they were just really concerned about infection. So when the surgeon who stitched her up, he actually noticed that there was plant matter next to the bone. So he stitched her up, and then he directed the hospital to send us back down to Perth Children's Hospital the following day. But other than that, she's fine. At that age, I think they're very resilient.
Anything that you would do differently, or any advice that you would give other holiday makers? Because we've all been in your shoes. We go and visit a beauty spot. We might walk past the sign that says Falling Rocks, or, you know, ignore the Beware of Snakes sign.
We never thought that this would ever happen to us. I guess you can never really prepare for something like this. But we've definitely had a thought of, you know, further travels, you know, small first aid kits to take on your hikes. Prior to all this, we were walking, you know, most of the gorges around Equestro. That morning we walked Emma Gorge, which is with kids. It was 2 to 2.5 hours in and, you know, and back out again. But we've definitely sort of set a small first aid kit on our walks and hikes, with the bigger one in the car, which we did have. We've definitely thought about the apps to have without, you know, without service. But also back to the first aid kits, also knowing how to use them. I guess it's all good and well if you have something in the car or on you, but I guess just knowing what to use and how to use it, which has prompted hubby and I to book a first aid course in. It's always good to have the knowledge. We put this down to a freak accident.
That's Celeste Ditchburn. She's a mum of three from Perth, and her family's wonderful 5-week camping trip was cut short in week 3 in mid-April.